Opioid overdoses have gotten a lot of attention in Alaska and elsewhere recently, but state epidemiologists released some startling findings today about a different deadly drug. They say methamphetamine-related fatalities have increased fourfold over the last decade. According to the report, a comparison of three-year averages shows an increase from about one methamphetamine-related death per 100,000 people to nearly six per 100,000. There were also increases in meth-related hospitalizations in recent years, among other adverse health effects. And methamphetamine was often not the only drug used by the people who had overdosed. About half of those who died had also used opioids. Dr. Jay Butler, Alaska's chief medical officer, says it is not uncommon for someone getting their opioid fix to also use meth as a pick-me-up.
Balancing the effects of the two is one of the reasons sometimes methamphetamine and opioids are used together. Sometimes this is called a train wreck, sometimes called a speedball. I think what's different more recently is just that the overall rates have seemed to increase.
Butler says in part that seems to be a result of higher supply meeting higher demand. On the supply side, he says there is evidence of more methamphetamine on the black market at cheaper prices. Butler says the problem requires a multi-pronged solution.
We have to have comprehensive approaches to addressing drug use, that just taking molecule-specific approaches and thinking if we focus solely on opioids, we have nothing else to worry about, is really short-sighted. And we need to get into some of the underlying reasons of the supply and demand that drives addiction in our state and in our country.
The report shows the highest rate of methamphetamine-related deaths was among 45 to 54-year-olds, but methamphetamine deaths happened across the state and among a wide demographic range.